There ain't, Emma. I believe that's Irene.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, folks. This is Dick Huddleston with One for the Books. Yesterday, Lum was to be married to the Wither Abernathy on Mose Moot's Pine Ridge Princess program. But the preacher never showed up for the rehearsal, so Lum read the preacher's lines and Cedric substituted for the groom. After the wedding rehearsal, Lum suddenly realized that as justice of the peace, he had actually married Cedric to the Wither. I ain't sure it's legal, but Lum is sticking to it, in spite of the reaction he's getting from Cedric's papa with the phone right now.
Well, stop worrying, Caleb. This is going to turn out all right. Well, now, don't blame me. I never married your son off to the widow on purpose.
Oh, that Lum's into it.
But, Caleb, we can get Cedric out of this all right.
You better. Caleb will take an anvil to you.
Well, it'll take a couple of days. All that red tape, you know. Well, all we have to do is have the wedding null and abort it. Well, sure we can.
You hope?
Well, all we got to do is say that Cedric's underage and you never give your permission.
Cedric never give his, neither.
Well, sure, I'll handle it. I'm just as a peep, ain't I? Well, like I say, it'll take about 2 or 3 days to run through all that red tape. Well, don't worry, Caleb. I'll do it. Sure. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, Caleb's pretty mad about this, ain't he?
Oh, he is. Matter in a whip setting him. And I don't blame him a whole lot.
Oh, doggies, no, me neither. Just imagine all of a sudden having the Wither Abernathy for your daughter. And all them young'uns of her for grandchildren. I believe if I was Caleb, I'd suicide myself.
And to hear him joke, you'd have thought I married Cedric to the widow on purpose.
Well, didn't you?
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you I never?
Well, it sure looked like it to me, Lum. You was trying to study up some way to keep from marrying a widow yourself, and only way you could figure out how to do it was to marry her to somebody else.
Abner, that's the terriblest thing you've ever accused me of.
Well, I...
You was right there and saw what happened. The preacher couldn't get there for the rehearsal of the broadcast, so I had to read his lines, and that meant that somebody had to read my lines. And if you recollect, it was you that suggested Cedric.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? I plumb forgot about that.
Why, sure. I never realized till after we'd read the wedding ceremony just what we'd done. And then, of course, it was too late.
Well, Lum, after you saw what you'd done, why couldn't you have called it off right then and there?
Well, you heard me tell Caleb that all that red tape you had to go through takes a couple of days, didn't you?
Yeah, but just what is all that red tape you keep talking about?
Well, there's, I reckon I might as well let you in on a little secret, Abner.
Well, tell me something. I'd love to know what's going on around here.
Well, if you want to know the honest truth, they ain't married at all.
They ain't?
Well, of course not.
Well, they said all the I do's and all that stuff.
Yeah, but they never had no marriage license.
Huh?
You got to have one of them to make it official.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I plumb forgot about that. Well, here, let me call them up and tell them the good news.
No, don't do that, Abner. You stay away from that phone now.
Well, Lum, it'll get you out of all this hot water you're in. Caleb Wehunt's just about ready to bounce an anvil off your head for getting Cedric married. And the Wither Abernathy's fit to be tired over losing out on you. And Cedric sure ain't happy about it. Mose Moots is burned up because we had to cancel his Pine Ridge Princess program.
I know all that, but whatever we do, we can't let the widow know she ain't married till midnight tomorrow night.
Midnight tomorrow?
See, that's when the deal on the Pine Ridge Princess show will be up.
Oh.
If I can just get by to Lynn, I won't have to marry the widow. That's according to the rules of the program, you know.
Uh-huh.
The rules say we have to give her wish in 10 days, and the 10 days will be up tomorrow night at midnight.
Oh, so you did plan this whole thing?
No, I never, Abner. Honest, I never.
Uh-uh.
It just come to me after it was done. And whatever you do, don't let the widow find out about not having no license, or I'll be a goner for sure.
Well, what if she thinks of it herself? She's been married before, you know, Lum. She knows about getting a wedding license and such as that.
Well, that's the chance I'm taking. I'm just hoping she's so mad about this whole deal that she won't recollect about the license.
Well, now, what about Cedric? Ain't you going to tell him neither?
Oh, I'd like to, the worst way, but I'm just afraid that he'll blab it all over town, and then the widow will find out.
And in the meantime, he's over at his house trying to figure out what's happened. Poor boy.
Well, it's just till tomorrow night, and then I'll tell him and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, everybody except the widow.
Well, I don't care about her. All I'm interested in is keeping from becoming Mr. Abernathy. And after all the suffering she's caused me, it ain't going to hurt her none to worry about this for a few days.
No, I reckon not.
Our biggest worry right now is keeping Moe's Moose for a sponsor.
He can't, huh?
Oh, sure. Ain't no use to have this radio station if we ain't going to have no programs, and we can't have no programs unless we have a sponsor.
No, you're right about that. No.
Fact is, I ought to get down to the barbershop right now and have a little talk with Moe's.
Well, does Moe still want a counsel on account of not broadcasting the wedding yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Of course he does. But I think I can change his mind.
He can, huh?
Yeah, you watch the store for a while, Abner. I won't be going long, I don't think.
Well, now, what'll I tell the widder and Caleb? We hunt, and all them people keep calling up here.
Just tell them you don't know nothing.
Oh,
which will be the truth.
They won't believe that long.
Well, tell them all you know is that I'm working on it just as hard as I can, trying to get everything straightened out. I'll be back directly. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. Hey, wait a minute. There comes the widow now, Lon. Maybe she wants to see you.
No, for the land's sake, don't let her see me. Let me hide, Summers. She's the one person I don't want to run up against right now. I'll go back in the feed room.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. She's stopping across the street there talking to somebody.
Good.
Charlie Redfield, I believe. Yeah, that's it. Charlie Redfield.
Nice. And to think I almost had Charlie talked into marrying the widow the other day instead of me.
Yeah. Then poor Cedric had to go and ruin the whole thing just because he thought you was actual crazy about the widow.
Yeah, that weren't Cedric's fault, though, Abner. He thought I meant it when I said I was crazy about the widow.
Yeah.
Is she still talking to Charlie?
Yeah. Lip of hers flapping like a shutter in a cyclone. Uh-oh, wait a minute. There comes Cedric down the street heading this way. Look, he's crossing over this side of the street. Reckon he don't want to meet his bride face to face.
Yeah, well, that ain't the whole thing. His papa threatened to throw him out of the house if he even speaks to the widow.
He did?
Yeah, well, it'll all be cleared up in a day or two, thank goodness.
Yeah. You know, I think the one that hates this worse than anybody is Cedric's mama. She always did hate and despise the widow. So you can just imagine how she's feeling having her for a daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the widow ain't very happy about having a mom-in-law that's younger than she is, neither.
No, I guess not.
Oh, no.
But of course, Abner, I told you they ain't actual married, so quit feeling sorry for everybody. Except me. I'm the one that's got to be careful. Is she still beating her gums over there?
Oh, yeah, still going strong. Look at her head bob up and down. You know, I think this is all pretty comical to that, Lum.
Comical?
Why, sure. Don't it would be funny if they actually was married. Can't you just see Miss Abernathy getting her husband, Cedric, ready to go to the third reader every morning?
Yeah, it would be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
She could go down to Luke Spears with him to play the pinball machine. And evenings, he could sit around the parlor blowing his bird whistle.
And think how tired she'd get of eating peanut butter sandwiches, chunk style.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Cedric loves them.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself to laugh, but I just can't help it. Look right.
And just think all nine of them youngins are her sitting on Cedric's lap, him reading a bedtime story to them. Or I doubt if he can read that much. Wait a minute. The widow's going on up the street. And Cedric's coming in there.
Well, good. Well, I'll get on down to Moses and get started on some radio business here.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, Cedric. Go on in. Abner's in there.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Love. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Come on in, Cedric. How's the happy bridegroom?
Bob.
Where you been, Cedric? Didn't think your mama let you out of the house.
Oh, I've been over at school, sitting with my boys.
Your boys?
Yes, Mom. All the little Abernathy youngins has changed their name to Wee Hunt now.
Huh.
The teacher sets us according to our name, so me and my children all sets together now.
Well, that's nice, Cedric.
Well, it's sort of hard for me to get used to them calling me Pop all the time, but I'll say one thing, it's handy having them there to help me get my lessons.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well,
of course, it has its drawbacks, too, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, bound to.
See, with as many boys as I've got, I'm going to have to pay for a lot of plates at the father and son banquet.
My doggy, that's right. Maybe they'll have to take in a couple extra tables, too, I reckon.
But on the other hand, I think all the presents I'll get on Father's Day.
Well, you sure got this thing figured out, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mama. I've been doing all right smart of thinking. There's one thing that's got me kind of tore up, though.
What's that, Cedric?
Well, see, long as I'm a married man now, I'm just feared I'll have to break off my engagement with Clarabelle Seastrom.
Well, natural.
And I hate to do it right now, because this is my month to be engaged to her.
Your month?
Yes, Mama. You see, Gomer Bates and me sort of take turns about being engaged to her.
Oh?
He takes all the months except the ones that's got Christmas and her birthday in them.
Well, them's the months that you have to buy presents for her, Cedric.
Yes, Ma, but don't tell Gomer. I don't think he's caught on to that yet.
Well, Cedric, don't you see? He just done that to get out of buying stuff for her.
Ma?
I'll be, if I was you, I'd take some other months.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give the whole thing up anyway, as long as I'm a married man now. That Clarabelle gets awful jealous, you know.
Cedric, I'm going to tell you something. But now you got to promise to keep it a secret.
Oh, yes, Mama. Ain't no one thing I love better than secret.
Well, now you got to promise not to tell Lama.
Oh, no, Mama, I won't.
Well, the fact is, Cedric, you really... Wait a minute. Here comes Lama. Told he just left here a couple of minutes ago. He must have forgot something. Thought you was going down to Moe's Moose.
Yeah, I was, but I just heard something that's way on a more important than Moe's Moose.
Huh?
I just bumped into Charlie Redfield, and he said the widow was just telling him she's having a lawyer come out here from the county seat tomorrow.
A lawyer?
Yes, sir. And the first thing he'll ask her is where's the marriage license? And then she'll recollect there weren't none, and that'll leave her free to marry me tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
Abner, I don't know how we're going to do it, but I grant we've got to study up some way to keep that lawyer from ever talking to the widow. Leastways, not until after midnight tomorrow night.